Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, the top of the Omid Meisvei. The Gemara just finished saying before in Lamed Hei Omid Aleph that there were twice that the Kohen Gadol wore the Big Day Lovin. Once when he did the Avodas Pnim, and that Avodas Pnim was more expensive, Big Day Lovin. Chalks in the Mishnah, how much more expensive? And then when he went out to take, specifically to take out the Kafa Machta, it wasn't Avodah Mechaperes, it was Avodah that it shouldn't be remained Bebizoyin inside, it had to be taken out. But he also wore Big Day Lovin for that. And the Mishnah said that Reb Meir held, Shita was, that in the morning it was plus in Shoshnema Samana, in the afternoon it was Shmoina, Meir is Zuz, which is 8 Mana. And Chachom said it was, in the morning it was 18 Mana, in the afternoon, the ones for the Kafa Machta, it was 12 Mana, and the Cheshman of that is together 30, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said. But the point is, Shachas had to be more, and the Gemara learned that, Bad. It says four times Mufcha Bebe Bad. In the morning, it says four times Bad. It says that what's the Lashna Pasuk? Ksoin is Bad Koydesh Yilbat Michlese Bad Yal B'Sorai Avnet Bad Yachar Mitznefes Bad Yitznoif four times Bad. Zok the Gemara Meisvei Daflam Meyom Beis V'Lof Shu B'Godim Acherim V'Loi Katras Om Be'Big Dayem. This is a Pasuk in Yecheskel, and the Pasuk is referring to that when you take out the Kafa Machta, you're wearing Bilgodim Acherim, a different set of Big Day Lovin. V'loi katra son ve'big dayim. My love Acherim, the Gemara assumes Acherim means Chshuvim Mehen, more important, and the Ritva explains, because Milo B'Kodesh Ve'em Aridin. If you wore Big Day Lovin at one point, and now you're going, taking them off and wearing again Big Day Lovin, it's usually Milin. So the Chorid Mamash Faket, when we learned before we said that Shachar is more expensive and afternoon is less. Either way, it's always less. So here we see clearly that it's Acherin Achshuvin. And for the Gemara, no. Loi, Acherin Pchusim, man. Itaka means Pchusim, that's a Maskona. The Gemara is Hamin it was because Malam Kodesh. The Gemara's Maskona is there's a fundamental difference. The ones in the morning were Lechaper. That was the Avodas Pnim of the Keteris, the parents saw Mifnim, so that's Lechaper, it's more expensive. Masha'enken in the afternoon, it's only Lehoitzi Kafa Machta, very important, but it's only that it shouldn't be Mutab B'Zoyin and not just left over there. So for that, it's not the Zelda Mechaper, so it's Saka Mechusin. That's the Gemara's Havamina, Zakhtar Yitva. The Maskona is Ma'alim B'Kodesh on the same level, but one is Mechaper, one is not Mechaper, then you don't say Ma'alim B'Kodesh. V'loi katches om big dayem. Then when you go back to the so then you wear regular big choyim. That's the end of the pasuk. That's the mil zachita. Zok Rashi. Zok the more weiter. Toni Rav Huna by Yehuda v'amilo Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Acha shekol savoides tzibur koyin she'osa loy imoy ksoines loyv shava oivid bo avoidas yochid. Now that means after he finished avoidas tzibur, which means the kapora is the k'toris and the par and the soy b'fnim. So now he still has to do Avodas Yochid. The Gemara assuming that Avodas Yochid is Oitzos, Kafa Machta, Zvilin, Avodas Yochid, is not Mechaper. So for that, he can really wear that which his mother made him. We had before that the mother made him a special Ksoinis. You can wear that Ksoinis for the Oitzos, Kafa Machta. However, at the end of the day, it's still negated to the Tzibur, what you're doing, because you're doing it for the Tzibur. Yes, it's not the same Mechaper. So even that Ksoinis, Se'osa Imoy, you have to give it wholeheartedly to the Tzibur, and then you're taking it back on their behalf as if they gave it to you. Uvevachim sereno letzibur, because soif, it's stickle about the tzibur. Zog the mother pshita, obviously you have to give it to the tzibur. Why not? You're doing it for the tzibur. Even though it's oska machta is for the tzibur. Maritema, you might think, nechashem leim sereno yofa yofa. You might think he's not giving it over yofa yofa. It's his mother's cloak that she made for him. So I'm giving it over, it's a stickle amois. What's a haroma, I mean? It's a stickle haroma. I'm giving it to take it right back. It's my mother's going right. It's not something that I'm giving away. So Maritem and Echshem Leim Sereno Yofa Yofa Komash Melon that the Kohen Gadol gives it Mesilas Yofa. And Tais explains, he says, by Shem Esfichim, we find the sugi over there, if they give it something over wholeheartedly or not, you have to be choish or not. So Tais says, in the middle of the Tais, over here, Yavari gives it wholeheartedly. Hocha Moidu Danan Sahari. It's a Nan Sahari. It's like Edis. The Kohen Gadol Mosele Yofa Shu Gadol B'Teirah V'Yedei Asher Shlim So Yofa. He's a Gadol B'Teirah. He knows you have to give it over Yofa. That's one pshat. V'oid, kevet shkol kovet kuhunu hu shaloi, mosa le yofa agav chivuvus she'ovet bo. it's for his, he's giving it over for him. It's not just giving it over for someone else. I'm giving it over to go right back to me, so of course I'm giving it wholeheartedly. He's not, it's worthless. It's worthless after the avodah. Right now, I'm wearing my mother's cloak when I go and take kafa machta. I'm giving it wholeheartedly because it's for me, for the covet, for me to go inside with it. Afterwards, what's afterwards?
But
he's wearing his mother's cloak when he goes in to take out the kafa machta. It's for his covet. What happens afterwards is afterwards. I'm talking about right now. Right now, I'm giving it over wholeheartedly. You know why, Dr. Isis? For right now, from Oivet Ba. Afterwards. Talking about Oivet Ba. Right now, I'm giving it wholeheartedly. So that's a Mesilas Yofa because it's mamash for him. Zog the Gemara. Om Gola Vel Bishmol Ben Pavi, he was a Kohen Gadol. She Osel Imak Senish Amei Amon, Ever Loiv Shah. He wore it. Oivet Ba, Avayit Is Yochid. Umosel, let's see if he gave it over wholeheartedly. For why? Because he's going to afterwards wear it for Avayit Is Yochid for taking out the Kafa Machta. Two thousand, vast amount of money. It was so such a fine thread, so super pure, super fine. Because it was so expensive, this linen. His body, his skin was seen through it. It was so super fine. What do you mean? Why would you be able to see it? It was sixfold. It was chuton kofel shisha. So if every thread was spun six times, so how could it be see-through? Enter the Gemara, Omar Abai, Kechamga, Bemizga. Wine that you see through a glass barrel. You can see through even though it's a thick barrel. So the same thing over here. It could be kofel shisha, but it was so super fine that lemaisa you couldn't forget. Even though it was kofel shisha, because you're able to see through, because it was so super fine. Even though it's kofel shisha, you were able to see. Zog di gemara ton rabbonon. Oni v'oshe v'rosha, if you have three people, Lasid Lover, an Oni, an Oshir, wealthy person, and a Rasha. Boy in Ladin, they come Lasid Lover Ladin. La Oni, I'm going to Malo Isak to Betega, when you're Isak Betega, Im Oma Oni or Yisi, if he says I was an Oni. Vitogud Bim Zanoisai, and I was Togud in my Panosa, couldn't make ends meet. I was a pauper. I'm going to Klum Oni Yisi, Yisi Mihilil. We're any less than Hillel. Hillel was very poor, and yet he was Moshe Nevesh Fatari, like the Moshe is going to say, the whole Maisa. And Mepharsh already asked, that how are you mechayev us to be like Hillel? The Gemara is going to say like Yosef Atzadik, like a Belozer. Where do we come into their picture? These are malachim gedolei olam. What's that mechayev to us? Zog in the Balei Musar, Meir Chodesh, and others, the Chaim Shtutzner, they all say the same yisoid. Many reasons given on this. The pshat is that a person has to realize what he possesses, the ability that he has. Kluma yiso, meaning, just like you don't know what you possess. We don't know. Every person has a time and a moment in Ruchnius, in Torah, in Tefillah, that Imamish did something out of the ordinary. So that's Mechayev and Be'etzim, he's able to. We don't realize the ability. I learned by Asmod, there's something I didn't do in many years, a certain time. So that we see you have within you the ability, you possess it. So Mele, that's ready Mechayev you. Like Ben Yoni says. Ben Yoni says, a person has to be makir erech atzmoy. Ben Yoni writes inside Tshuva. He has to be makir erech atzmoy. A person sometimes, Bala Musa always say, it's very bad if you don't realize your chisroinus. But it's even worse if you don't realize your milus. So we have to realize what we possess. The milus that we have is mechai of you yourself, that you're able to come to levels that you didn't realize. So the Lost Lover will say, klum oni yisi yisim ilal. He was mistaken. It was one tarpik. Half of it he gave away to the Shem Beis HaMedrash. They didn't let anyone in, like the Gemara says in Brachas. Half his salary he gave away to get in. The halacha is that you only give a chomish mutal vazvez. How do you give more than a chomish? Right? He gave half away. He only gave away a chomish for tzedakah. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed, That's only when it comes to tzedakah. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, a person is mechuyev to know Torah, to remember Torah, to be koine Torah, to give everything away in order to be koine Torah. And you don't have to be concerned that you're going to become poor. State in Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel, Why? Because just like we find that Eitzoy Shabbos V'Yontiv is not part of the Cheshbon, it's not part of the Ketuvim, it's not part of the Cheshbon that a person has, Eitzoy Shabbos V'Yontiv, and Hu Adin, it says over there, Eitzoy Shabbos Bonav L'Talmud Torah. That means Hu Adin Limud HaTorah. So mainly you don't have to worry about your Oni, for that you have to give away everything. The Netziv in Hamik Sheilis says that there's no Chiv to give more than a chomish, like all mitzvahs, Torah is the same thing. Just a person is mutter to give more. Someone who machmas aves atayre wants to, he could, and that was the story with Hillel. So he gave away Dr. Gemara chetzil panosoy lepanososoy lepanos anshe beisoy and chetzil he gave to the shema habay beis hamedrash. Pam achas loy motzali stake, couldn't find panosoy that day. V'loy nichu shema beis hamedrash likonis, he didn't let him in. All of it nitlo v'yoshev al pi arubi, he stood on top of the roof. There was a window there, a skylight. In order to hear the shir of Shmai Vavtalin, kideish yishma divgelu gimchaim pi Shmai Vavtalin. Omru oisa yoyim erev Shabbos hoyo. Utkufas tefes hoyo, so it was Friday night. V'yorad olav shelag min ha-shamayim, and it started snowing. K'sha olam adashach, when it turned morning, Om aloi Shmai Vavtalin, Avtalin, they damed vasikin, ochi, Om aloi Shmai Vavtalin, Avtalin, ochi, v'chol yoyim abayis meir, v'yoyim ofel, it's dark. What happened? Shema yom amununu, maybe it's a cloudy day. Had tzitzu a name, they looked up on top of the aruva. V'rohu d'mus odom b'aruva, they saw an image, a shape of a person. Olu matzolav rum sholesh amas. Like we said, a person's body is sholesh amas. Like by the mikveh. Rum sholesh amas sheleg. They saw a heap of three amas. Polkua, they removed their sheleg. V'chitzua, and they washed them. V'sichua, and they were sach. V'yishivu, connected to Madura, the place, but connected to Madura. Omru, roi zel chalal olav is a Shabbos. It was Hillel, they saved his life. And we're going to Mechal Shabbos. Now, the Etzem, they weren't Mechuyev to Mechal Shabbos, the Reisa, from what they did, because what they did was Rechitza, Sicha, these are Isu and Rabbonon, and the Medura itself, the Medura, it was lit before Shabbos. Don't say they lit the Medura. So, the Etzem, we don't see over here a Chil Shabbos, the Reisa. But Norvos, there was a Rabbonon. So, that's not, so what does it mean, Roizel Chal of Shabbos? So the Ben Yoyoda explains that they just said that klapi the matzav of sakona that he was in, we would have been able to mechalos haShabbos. They didn't have to. From the verses chitza sicha kenegra medura doesn't mean it was issa deraisa, but they would have been able to. That's what Ben Yoyoda learns. Others learn the Yun Yankiv. They learn that pshat is that when a person is ma'abed atzmoi, when a person puts himself in a sakona, then there's a whole question if you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. Or you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos someone that puts himself in a sakona. To Michal Shabbos. So that they said, that's he learns, that because it was Hillel, and he was who he was, how great he was, it's Roy L'chal of the Shabbos, even though he put himself in this matzav himself. Rabbi Yashiv in Chubas, he brings this tzad, and he says that's very shred to say this, because when it comes to Chil Shabbos, for Pekuach Nefesh, we don't differentiate if the person put himself in a matzav, he did not, was negligent, he didn't take his medicines, and now he's a matzav sakana or not. We don't look at it, it's not called ma'abar atzav l'das, something like that. It's someone, it's the chil Shabbos, and mechuyev pekuach nefesh, it doesn't make a difference what the reason, what the, so that would be shver to learn, that it's only because of Hillel, but someone else, no, not goy l'chal. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says, it doesn't make a difference, exactly. In halach, he says, to learn that this is the pshat, goy zel l'chal v'zah Shabbos, because it's Hillel, he says that's shver to learn that way. That's exactly what he says.
So
like the Yin Yad, there's other pshatim. Like I said, there's the Ben Yayod, there's other ways of learning. Roy Zeh, the matzav that he's in, we didn't need to, but this matzav in would have been Roy L'chal Zeh Shabbos. Zog the Gemara. Oshir Roy Milo Ibn Malo Yisak, the Betere Im Oymer, Oshir Yisib, he says he was wealthy. V'torado Yisib, B'nich Chosai, Oymerim Loi, Klum, Oshir Yisib, Yosim, Rabbi Lozor, were you any richer and wealthy than Rabbi Lozor? He had 1,000 ayoros. We connect on 1,000 sinas b'yam. Uvechol yoyim v'yoyim noitel noit shel kemach al ksefoy. Umahalach mi'ir le'ir umemdin le'medina l'umay toiro. He went and he did and he worked what he had to do for his panosa. He wasn't involved in the business. Pamachas motzu avodov v'osu b'an galyo. They said, you have to pay your taxes. You have to do what you have to do, the avoid of the sara ir. And he was self-employed. So they didn't realize who he was. They didn't realize he's the one that's doing so much for the kingdom. It's all the money that's coming in, all this wealth. So they said, Omelen, so he told them, Bivakosh Michem Hanichani, leave me alone. The Eilach Lumatera. Omuloi, Chaye Rabbelozim and Chasum. We swear by the life of Rabbelozim and Chasum. They didn't know he was Rabbelozim and Chasum. Shein Manichin Oyscha. We don't let you, we're not going to let you off the hook. You have to provide for the government, for the Sarah ear. Why were they so insistent and they said b'chayir Rabbi Elazar ben Chayyim, not knowing who he was? Zakti Gemara, the reason is umiyom v'lahalach v'ra oison, because he never went into the business, he never saw them. So we see if a person says he was Osher and he wasn't Oisik B'Tera because why he was Torah bin Chosai, you weren't any less wealthy, a person not any more wealthy, so to speak, than Lozim and Chasum. Zog de Gemara, Rosha Oimim Loi. So this was Oni and Osher. Now the Gemara says Rosha. Oimim Loi, we tell the Rosha. Mipnei Ma. I was good looking. I was busy be Yitzri. So Oymim Loi, Klum Noah Yisami Yosef. Are you any less Noah than Yosef? And we know what Yosef was Loichem the Yitzah. Now the Etzim, it's a Pella de Gazach. What's the Balei Musab, Chaim Shmulev, it's others. What was the Havamina? A Rosh is going to come to Osid Lavoi. They say, why didn't you learn Torah? Oh, because I was busy doing Averis. I was Osid be Yitzri. What kind of teretz is that? What do you think is going to get off the hook because of that? Zog the B'chaim Stutzner, that we see over here, that he rather, it's better for him to say that I was togut in Oisik and Averes, B'Yitzri, and I'll be punished for that, rather than being punished for the oven of Bittul Torah. Because if he's not going to say it was Oisik B'Yitzri, then he's Mevatel Torah. So he was Oisik B'Yitzri, so maybe he wasn't Mevatel, he was not Mevatel Torah. But Pshat is he was Oisik, so he couldn't learn then. So he'd rather say that as an excuse and not to be punished for the bittul Torah. We see the chaim of bittul Torah. Azoy zok the bitzel blaza in koich we are also zok the gemara. So we tell him klum na yisri mi yosef omer lo bal yosef atzadik b'chol yom yom yosef eishes paitifa mishtadalta bitvorim. She used to try to convince him, to persuade him. Begodim shalav shalay shachis la lav shalay arvis. Begodim shat yivor shachis and then we're arvis. Maybe this is the connection of the two gemaras. The gemara said the big day. Shachis and Arvis were different. Maybe that's a connection of the two Gemaras. How does it suddenly come in, this Gemara? Maybe. Zog the Gemara, Begodim Shalom Shalei Arvis, Shalom Shalei Shachis. Om Galoi, Hishom Ali, listen to me, for Dvar Avera. Om Alo, Lav. Om Aloi, Hareni Chavashtcha Bebeis Asun, I'm going to put you in jail. Om Aloi, Hashem Matik Asurim. Hareni Chavefes, Koy Moscho, I'm going to inflict on you suffering and pain. And you'll be hit. So he told her back, Hashem zegev pufim. Hakeni misame say nech, I'm going to cause you to turn blind. Hashem pekech ivrim. Nosle elef kike kesef. She gave him 1,000 kike kesef. Lishmoye leo, lishachiv etzlo, liyois imo, veloy rotzo. Still didn't agree. Zog dimo lishmoye leo. What does that mean? Veloy rotzo lishmoye leo. Zog dimo lishkav etzlo. What does that mean? Boilam haze. Liyois imo, loilam habo. He didn't agree. Didn't acquiesce. Oh, so Frekin Achronim, where did we see he was learning Torah? So B'Shem Beryl, they said that we know that Chazal say that Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So the fact that he was able to overcome the Yetzahara must be he was sitting and learning. So can it sign on them? Barasi Torah Tavlin. So Mela, that's right, he was sitting and learning. The Gemara is saying he's Mechayev, Talmud Torah, Keneged, what's it called? If a person can't say Russia, saved him. Now others ask a question that l'chari we know Chazal say that he saw Dmius Dukna Shel Aviv. So that's why a Russian that doesn't have Eris sees Dmius Dukna if someone of Adam Godly doesn't. So maybe that's what saved him. So what's the Raya Bichlal? So Zoktab Yankiv and Emes Yankiv, he says that the Gemara is Meduk, the Gemara don't say right away he was, the first time he refused. This was a daily occurrence. Shachas, Arvis, different clothing, monies, threats, I put you in jail, all the, and everything he refused. So that means he refused every single time. At the end, he was zeichet to siyata d'shmaya that the final thing was takar od musduk neshal aviv. But at last time, when he ran out of the house. So melo, if a person takar does, the ikar raya is not from the, what took the ikar raya is every time he refused. And if a person takar is on a madrega like that, then takar is zeichet to siyata d'shmaya of roya d'musduk. But the mechayev is what he said every single day. Zog the Gemara, Nimtze, comes out, Hillel, Mechayvis Haniyim. Rebbe Lozim in Chasum, Mechayvis Hashirim. To learn Torah. Yosef Mechayvis Rishoyim. Yosef is Mechayv the Rishoyim. And the Rambam Taka says, every person Mechuyim in Talmud Torah. Afilu Oni, Afilu Osher, Afilu Zokin, Afilu Choyla. There's a Chiv in Talmud Torah, no matter what. V'gisa b'yom v'layla. Zog the Mishnah. Bolo Yetzel Pogoy, he came to the par. This is talking about the Kohen Gadol comes and he brings his par. This is his par that he bought himself. The par is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Roy Shoyle Dorim. He's facing, he's standing in Tzofen, because that's the Makam Shchita, Shchita B'Tzofen, facing towards Dorim. However, his head is turned Lemayrov, Pon of Lemayrov. He turned his head on an angle towards the Mayrov. If you're facing, your back is from Tzofen, your back legs, towards Dorim, but then your head is turned towards Mayrov, that's what the par was. Roy Shoyle Dorim, Upon of Lemayrov. Va'akoyen, a koyen is standing b'mizrach, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, oyen b'mizrach, upon of the Ma'irov. Soymich shtei yodav olav, he does a smicha. This is the smicha, every animal needs a smicha, every shchita, but this is a smicha of the vidui. Soymich shtei yodav olav, umizvada, a tzveta din smicha, the smicha of the shchita and the smicha of the vidui. V'kach hoy oymer, ona Hashem, o visi, poshati, chotosi lefanecho, ani uveisi, ona Hashem, kaper no, la'avoy nois, v'lapshoyim, v'lachdoyim, Shovisi Vishapati Vishotos Lefanecho Ani Uvesi Ka Kosabis Meshav Decho Kibayoi Mazei Chapalechem Letair Esrimikochem Flashem Titoru Vehein Oinen Achov. That means the other Kahanim or the Om, depends which Slav. At this point it's Pashas the Kahanim. Vehein Oin Achov, they hear the Shem Amaforish and they say, Boruch Shem Kwaid Machusoy Lo Oilom Voed. Toys of Avons, that what is the two Ona Hashems? The first one he says, Ona Hashem Ovisi, Poshati, Chotos Lefanecho. Ona Hashem, Kapeno. So the second one is Taka Kapeno. So the Torah says, B'yushalmi yesh to b'yushoinom, Ona Hashem, u'b'shniya Ona Bashem, Kapeno. So the difference is that the first one is the Maisev Vidui, Ovisi, Poshati. So a Vidui needs to be Lefnei Hashem. So Ona Hashem, B'shlemi, the second one, is Ona Bashem, Kapeno. That the Shem HaMeferish, that should be the Kapora. The second one is Taka Kapora. Kapora Bashem, Kapora Bashem, Ona Bashem. What's the Ona Hashem, the first one? So the Teretz says it's a vidui lifnei Hashem. The vidui has to be lifnei Hashem. So merely say Ona Hashem in the first one. We'll continue the Gemara tomorrow. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph.